we were in, actually, I think this is Shir Shirim, Vov Pasuk Dalid, and for some reason I think we left it in the middle. So let's do that. Yofa Atra Yossi Kesirtso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekalso, he praises Klal Yisrael, says, "You're beautiful to me, Rayosi, my beloved. Kisha'at Ritsuyali, when you are desirable to me, when I'm desirous of you." I guess that when you do do the Rotzer Hashem and you are Ritsuyali, so then you are beautiful to me. Then it continues the pasuk, Novo Kirusholoim. Novo is beautiful. Ato, now, Kasher Barishoino Birusholoim. Now he's talking to us in the Golus, and he says, Novo Kirusholoim, At Ato, now you are as beautiful as you were Birusholoim. Imagine that. That's mind-boggling. In Yerushalayim, Mestoma refers to the Beis HaMikdosh and the Hashoras HaShchino and the Oilei Regel and the the Korbonos Temidios and the Korbonos Nidovois and the Dorim and who knows what else, all the Kehanim B'Mahamodom, Levim B'Shirom V'Zimrom, what went on in Yerushalayim, the Nisim V'Niflois and the Dveikus Hashem was the epitome of Dveikus. And Hashem says, Yofo atrayosi kisirtso, kisha atritsuyoli, novo at ato kashem rishon Yerushalayim. Now we're not so ritsuya. If we would be so ritsuya to Hashem, we'd be back in Yerushalayim. So the pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, in terms of the beauty, the hispilos that he chaps with the beauty of Klal Yisrael, it remains the same even in the Golos. Imagine that. And that's what actually it started with, that Shir Hashirim started with that. Shchayru ani v'novo b'Yerushalayim. So even though I'm, it says, k'shesavashni hashomesh, what's the words there? What is the words? Yeah, don't look at me that I am with contempt, that I am black. In other words, I'm. It's only because of sunburn, which means that it's only superficial. The inside, I have that beauty. So this is Klal Yisrael, even though they're. It's an amazing thing that it says here. He just said Yofa'at Rayosi Kesirutzo. When you're Ritsuyoli, you're beautiful, Be'enai, right? That's what Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael. Then it says, Novo Kirushalayim, says Rashi, At Ato Kasher Barishoina Birushalayim. You're as beautiful to me now. Now when? Now is not Yerushalayim. Now is in the Golus. So lacking.
Maybe Ato refers to the previous Rashi.
To
at,
what?
At a time when we're Ritsuya. Ato meaning now, meaning referencing the beginning of the Pasuk.
You may be right.
Just in the flow of the pasuk.
Yofa atra yosi kisirtso. Yeshua said, "Novo." Kasher Barishoni Birusholoim.
Right, yeah, I'm not
Ato.
I don't like the word Ato.
You don't like the word Ato.
What?
Ato sounds like he's talking about later on. It's poshut. Yofa Atra Yosi Kisirotso. Yonovi Kirusholoim. Kasher. Yeah, Ato. Sounds not so. That's the Pashtus, all right? So I hear you. It's I don't know if I could prove it 100%, but it sounds the Pashtus is after that we're not talking about when you're Ritsuya. Right. When you're Ritsuya, you're Yofa. But after that, you're
what
Nova.
Nova
was also a form of beauty. I said Nova.
Come on, Nae.
Nae. That's like beautiful.
Okay. Beauty.
Maybe it's less than Yofa. More than Yofa.
Noi. Was it Noi?
It's beautiful. But no, sometimes there's dargot.
I don't know if there's dargot, דברים שונים. כמו שיש תפילה, ובחינה, ובקשה, ובצירה, עוד שש לשונות של תפילה, מעבר לארבע שאמרתי.
נו, ומה עוד כאלה דוגמאות?
הבאתי דוגמה. עוד דוגמאות. לא בהכרח שזה בדרגה.
אוקיי.
פשוט סוג מסוים של יופי.
אבל טוב, there is יופי.
ספיר ויש שואר.
אוקיי, whatever it is. But it seems, אף עתו כאשר בראשונות, הקדוש ברוך הוא looks even now, as, listen, even that's a חידוש. Even that's like, ma af ato kasher birushim b'sholim. Birushim b'sholim was the height.
Honestly,
yeah, what?
It's not about now.
I think it says af
now.
I thought maybe at the because the previous Rashi said when you're mitsuyali, so we saying at now, meaning at a time when you're mitsuya. Maybe it's referring to
the it's place. Like Yerushalayim, but
the,
I don't it's know.
Not the pashtus.
It's not the pashtus, and even that would be a beautiful thought. In other
but
words,
still,
because be you're mitsuya, but you're not like Yerushalayim.
No, if you read the pasuk. Not Yafat Raitikit Ritzana Avaki.
Yafat Raitikit Ritzana Avaki.
It's like two parts. Yafat Raitikit Ritzana Avaki Rushalayim. Ayuma Kinigdalot.
Yeah, even the
really
trop
like
is.
One line.
Yeah, even the trop is. Yafat Raitikit Kisirso Nova Kirushalayim. Okay, it seems to be the pshat. So, but either way, comes out such a thing that even though the Klal Yisrael is not in its fullest height of spiritual glory, as it was in Yerushalayim with the Asheras Hashchino, with everything else, the Beis Hamikdash, but Yisrael Kodesh Baruch says to me, you know, you're still beautiful.
Based on what?
Yisrael Afal
Pishchoto.
What?
Last Rashi.
No, that's what he said. That's what we said in the Pshat is Novik Yerushalayim means at. In other words, I guess Rashi's bothered. Why does he have to repeat it for? Novik Yerushalayim. So he says at. Oh, I mean, maybe that's what he has to repeat it for. Just to say that it's kasher. It's how much, how beautiful are you? Like when you were in Yerushalayim, but that's only when you're at Suya. At. No, but we were talking already.
Instead of be, muzke.
Af at kasher, kasher, birushono. No, birushono. When we were birushalayim, I don't know. Anyway, it seems one thing seems for sure. Even though the Klal Yisrael was in its ultimate glory in Yerushalayim, and the spiritual level was the highest, and now it seems we're certainly not talking about being in Yerushalayim, but still HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael as beautiful. Klal Yisrael looks at Klal Yisrael as beautiful, even though they're not in the same spiritual. Like Teretz is portion, because the Klal Yisrael has an inner beauty. The Midas, the Rachmonim, Baishonim, Goyim Lechasonim, the Midas of Avram Avinu, this is what Klal Yisrael is. And Mimela, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that, and even Yisrael She'af Api Shechoto Yisrael Hu, even when they sin, they have it inside. What's the famous Maisa with the Beis HaMikdosh, when he went inside and he couldn't, oh, I can't think of his name. Matisyo, no?
What was the story?
He went, I forget the whole story. He went, they sent him, he was like a traitor, and they sent him into the Beis HaMikdash to take things into this.
Lazar ben Dordaya.
Who?
Lazar ben Dordaya.
No, there's somebody else. I don't know. Anyway, but that's what a Jew has inside. Look, I see it every day. Dude, ooh, you're fighting and this and that. And before you know it, it just melts away. Because inside it's there. Inside it's there. It just can't be fooled by the outside. You know, just because you see long hair all the way down to here, you can't be fooled and think that's what it is. Okay, anyway, Ayuma Kanit Golois. Feared like the Nidgolos, I guess, like the bands of Malochim, as the hosts of angels, Chele Malochim, the armies of the angels, a Moseich Atil Aleihem, I'm going to make your fear upon the angels, Shlo Yilochem Ulashbischem Min HaMalocha, and commotion Shneema BeEzra. So we really should look at Ezra, but Lamaisa. He says, I'm not going to let the Malochim start up with you and stop you from the Malocha. Now, is this talking about the Malocha rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash? It sounds that way. It sounds like it's Bayit Sheni, Ezra. And then the next pasuk is also talking about the difference between Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni. So I guess that's why I'm not going to let them. In other words, even though you're not in Yerushalayim and you're not, when they came back from Bovel, they didn't come back in the greatest spiritual situation. It says that they were married to Goyim and there were terrible things going on. Well, the Maisa, the Klal Yisrael has it inside. Okay, so he says, anyway, so I'm not going to let, because of how beautiful you are in my eyes, even though you're less than worthy, you're not Ritsuya necessarily, and when you're not Ritsuya, I think that must be the Pshat. Af Ato, when you're not so Ritsuya, you're like you were in Yerushalayim, even so, I'm not going to let the Malochim stop you from coming to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, next Pasuk. So that means turn your eyes away from me. Shehem hirivuni, they make me. So he says hirivuni is like from the lotion of gaiva. I don't know. We'll see. Sarech keedah hoizim. Your hair is like a flock of izim of goats. Shegol shumin hagilod that came down from Har Gilod. Okay, we'll see what that means. That's the possible. Like a bochur that his kala that's engaged to him arusa before kedusha before nesuin chaviva v'arevalov. She's dear and pleasing to him. Ve'neho nois, and her eyes are beautiful. V'omerlo v'sebi naich minegdi. Turn your eyes away from me. Kibroisi oisoch libi mishtachets. My heart becomes, that means like gaivadik, or I guess proud and gaivadik. Veruchi gasobi, and my spirit becomes gas. Ve'eni yochali his apek, and I cannot resist. What? Ve'eni. Oh, what? Gasobi, ve'eni yochali his apek. Rashi says ve'eni.
You guys have a mafuz. It's not like a good mafuz.
Different gifts. What?
Yeah, what do you
think? I made it up here.
I don't know. Okay. Maybe that's your Rashi.
It's my Rashi. Okay, you have your Rashi. I got my Rashi.
No, your Rashi.
So it sounds like, what's the motion? Ain't what? What's it? Ain't it's Ruchi Gasobi. When Ruch Gasboi, so what usually happens is he has Taiva. The Ain't Yochel is Apik, and I can't hold myself back. In other words, so he's saying, and Anarusa, I assume, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
I assume the moshel is an arusa is forbidden to him. He's not allowed to have physical contact with the arusa until nesuin. But he tells this arusa that he's all excited. He says, "Your eyes are so beautiful. Turn your eyes away because when I look at your eyes, libi gas bi, and my heart becomes for something, gas is a lotion of gaiva, but it's also a lotion, I guess, that, I get so excited about it, maybe, it's like the kids say, like, I feel good about myself because of, how you look, but either way, eini yochel lisapik, I can't control myself. Hirivuni, hegesu libi, kemoi verobom omol veoven. I guess Romom is a lotion of I guess so, yeah. It's Rav a lot, so it means elevated up. Rav Heim, oh, here, that's Rav Heim Sheves, okay. Vadug Mokachu, Omra Kodish Borchu, Bimikter Se, I Efshi Lohoshiv Lohem, Orein Bekaporos Ukruvim. Yeah? I can't give you in the second Beis HaMikdash. This is where they're coming back now with Ezra. That was the previous pasuk, and they're coming to build the second Beis HaMikdash. He says like this: Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, "B'mikdash ze efshir lohoshiv lochem." I can't return to you the oron and the kaparis and the kruvim. I think there were two other things also. Sheheim hir hivuni. They have made me overwhelmed, I guess, with you. He says, excessively endeared you to me. You became too beloved to me. I don't know exactly the connection between that. I guess gas is like an attraction. And this is, you became so attractive to me. The bias rishon, l'harois chem chiba yisera, it caused me here that I showed you a chiba yisera ad shema altem bi. in the first place Amikdosh, I saw you with all of your spiritual glory in the Oren Lekaperes Nekruvim. Shem Hirivuni Bebayis Rishon. They made you so beloved to me in the first bias, laharoischem, and therefore I showed you a chiba yisera. And what did you do with the chiba yisera? Ad shemal tembi.
Because of the chiba yisera.
Sure.
No.
Ad. Yeah.
Ad. Okay, it's not because.
What?
The meila is not because of the chiba yisera. Hashem had a problem that he gave the chiba yisera and he couldn't.
No, so then give him the chiba yisera in the next place at mikdash too. He's saying that I can't give it.
Ki azulu anish otam shuv pam.
He says like this, I was not able to control myself from giving you a chiba yisera, and that wasn't good for you, because the chiba yisera, that's the lashon, laharoischem chiba yisera ad shebaaltem bi. I think that's what it means. That otherwise it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. So in the second base of Mikdash, give it to them. The Teretz says the chiba yisera is what causes mila. It's true anyway. It's true that Chiba Yisera. Oh,
okay, if it's true, it's not the Rashi.
No, but it doesn't make sense otherwise. Why not give it to them in the second base of Mikdash?
That's the point.
Why not? Chiba Yisera is great. Chiba Yisera is not a very positive word anyway. Yisera. What's Yisera mean? It's too much. Well, how does he call it? Oh, Chiba, he doesn't say. Chiba Yisera means beyond. Isn't Chiba Yisera? It's not a lot. Yisera is not a lot. Yisera is too much.
It'll be the same thing anyways. Right?
What?
Still be
whatever it is, but it caused me, Kodesh Baruch Hu, so, but what's he saying over here? Okay, even the smallest amongst you are very praiseworthy. I just wanted to finish the pasuk. Okay, but what is saying over here? It seems to me, and you can tell me if you disagree. It seems to me that what says over here is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, just like the Bochur says to the Arusa, you hear? Just like the Bochur says to the Arusa, he says, your eyes are too beautiful. When I look at your eyes, I lose it. I'm afraid. Ein yochol his apik. I can't control myself. So I say the same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kavi Yochol to Klal Yisrael. In the first place, HaMikdosh, when I saw you with all of your spiritual glory, it was overwhelmed. The Oron, the Kapiris, the Kruvim, it caused me a Chiba Yisera Ad Shemal Tembi. It was a Chiba Yisera. I shouldn't. I went beyond. In the second base HaMikdosh, because that's the Moshel and the Nimshel, I ask you, I say, Hesebi Nech Minegdi, I can't let you have, in the second base HaMikdosh, because those things, seeing you in your spiritual glory, caused me chibi yaseira, and that was no good for you because you rebelled. So in the second base of Mikdash, I'm telling you, I cannot let you have it because I'm afraid it'll cause me chibi yaseira. The moshel here is mind-boggling. What it seems to me that what it says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, Shlema Melech, Rashi, describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael as sometimes uncontrollable. Ad kedei kach, that's the way it's supposed to be understood in human terms. In reality, it's, of course, it's not true. It's not love in reality. It's not controllable in reality. It's not uncontrollable in reality. It's not relevant to the reality. It's a different reality. Over the Maisa, the marshal is to see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a love for Klal Yisrael. When he sees, when he thinks they're beautiful, even when they're not in Yerushalayim, even when they're not in Ritzuya. And when he sees them with all their spiritual glory, he says, I can't give it back to you in the second base of Mikdash. Because in the first base of Mikdash, it overwhelmed me with love, and that was too much. Chiba Yisera Ad Shema Altim. The second base of Mikdash, I'm afraid.
What was the Chiba Yisera?
What?
Stam, they didn't tell us what was the Chiba Yisera.
What was it?
Sam,
I don't know. I guess he would. I get. What do you mean?
What was the Shem showing that it causes?
I don't know. It doesn't say. I guess all the nisim and everything in the first place I make to show Hashem's chiba.
No, I'm saying because he says those are caused the chiba there, those things.
No, the Oren Lekaperes and the Kruvim, yeah, seeing them in their spiritual world caused it. But maybe seeing the chiba yisera was all the nisim that happened. Imagine everybody in this place, Medrash, half a million people. How does it say? Imagine that, half a million people in this place, Medrash, everyone lying down, you know, and everyone has the full, what do you call it? So that's that. So Mamela, What? Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so this is the, so the idea is that that Chazal wanted us to see, to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael as such that he says, when I see you in the fullest of your spiritual glory, it's uncontrollable. So therefore, I can't let you have it in the second Beis HaMikdash, which is just a dogma. Here you have a Klal Yisrael who just before it seems the way we learned that they were not Ritzuya. Because when you're Ritzuya, you're the Yofa. He says, even after when you're not Ritzuya, you're considered Nova Kirushaloyim. And Ad Kedei Kach, I'm not going to let them, the Malochim prevent you. I guess they wanted to prevent them. Maybe the Malochim said they wanted to prevent them. We have to look in Ezra. But like, who are these guys to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? Where are they coming from? They're not worthy. They're coming up there with their intermarriages when they came from Bovel. So he says, no. It says, to me, you're so beloved that if I let you have the Oren, the Kaparis, and the Kruvim, I'm afraid I'll have to do this here. I'm afraid I will lose control of myself and love you beyond it. That will cause again a Me'ila, and therefore I can't let you have it. If anyone wants to know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, look at Shir HaShirim Teh. No, Vav Hei. Shir HaShirim Vav Hei. Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Shkoyach.